Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette-Lac-Charles.
Hey, the Zydeco Stump!
Take 'em home, Miss Ann Goodlin. Yeah, you're right. Tell 'em, Miss Ann, tell 'em. Each and every week, the Zydeco Stomp is where it's at, and where it is KRVS. I'm Herman Fuselier, back for another 3 hours of some good Zydeco blues, old school R&B, right here on listener-supported public radio, KRVS 88.7 FM, and online worldwide at krvs.org. And outside is partly cloudy, warm, 77 degrees, and Mardi Gras weekend, so now more than ever is the perfect time to light the barbecue pit. Pour yourself a long, tall, cold glass, Strawberry Hill, or whatever your favorite beverage is. As the Big Cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling. And as the Big Cat Ernie Ladd used to say on Mid-South Wrestling.
Get on the telephone and call somebody.
And tell them the Zydeco Stomp is on the air. Ernie Ladd sleeping on the job this morning. Might have had too much Mardi Gras already. But we're going to have some more. Mardi Gras weekend. Kick it off with the Zydeco Stomp and Zydeco Force. Johnny Papa don't say. Johnny can't dance. But we're going to make him dance on this Saturday afternoon. KRVS 88.7 FM. Up!
Every evening when the sun goes down, I'm walking down. it be. Are you there? For a day. For a day. For a day.
John Delafosse and the Eunice Playboys. Fais attention. And starting the Zydeco Stomp at 100 miles an hour. Two in a row from the old Stomp Down Zydeco CD. Some live Zydeco. Those are recorded at some were done at Richard's Club, some at El Cito, Zydeco and Blues Club right here in Lafayette. But some historic classic Zydeco. Papa John Delafosse with a good foot stomp and two step on that one. And we started it off with Zydeco Force with Robbie Mann Robinson, palm for palm, the best accordion player around, Jeffrey Broussard, Shelton Broussard, Raymond Thomas, and the whole gang, Zydeco Force from back in the day, Johnny Papa Danser, and Johnny Can't Dance, but we're going to make Johnny dance today here on the Zydeco Stomp, Mardi Gras weekend. Herman Fuselier, we're here with you. As always, good Zydeco blues, old school R&B to come your way, and of course some Mardi Gras music. So if you're not in the Mardi Gras mood yet, we're going to get you there, and lots of good stuff. Man, can you believe today is the first day in March 2014? Seemed like we were just singing Jingle Bells the other day, and it's already March. Before you know it, it's going to be summertime. We'll be complaining about how hot it is, and then Jingle Bells one more time. The year's just flying by, but we're going to make this afternoon fly by with some good music right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and online from Port Barry to Portugal, KRVS.org. What you say, Michael Cormier? He's in the Mardi Gras spirit. Dennis Pesek jamming in New Rose, Louisiana this afternoon. He's letting the good times roll over there. Roll over there, I should say. And then Pudge Sharp, he's even jamming with us this afternoon. So let's get things going. Feel like having a street parade. There we go. A little bit of Earl King. Kick off the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS 88.7 FM. We'll be right back.
clap. They keep on clapping now. Let me hear them rap. Yeah. Everybody, do your thing. Don't promise what tomorrow brings. So shake your tambourine like you do down in New Orleans. A big time serenade. We're going to a street parade. And we're going to second line. We're going to have a good time, time, time. Pick them up and put them down. Stay on the ground. Shake it and don't let go. Shake it till you can't do more. Everybody move your hips. Go on or let the back go.
Hello, my friends. This is Zachary Richard, and if you do not know, I am here to tell you that you are listening to Zydeco Stomp with my good friend Herman Fuselier. Here we are on KRVS, where we know how to listen to Bon Ton Roulé.
Susan. Well, the party didn't start till I walked in.
About to go on.
give me a shot of that yak. Cause that's what I like. Make me wanna dance. Mm-hmm. That's all I wanna do. All you need is your funky beat and some Zydeco shoes. That's Curly Tail along with his dad Jude Tail and Uncle P from Curly's latest CD, Zydeco Confessions, CT and ZT with Funky Beats. Oh, I like that one. Good foot stomping jamming number from Curly Taylor and Zydeco Trouble. And before that, Leon Chavis, he was standing up in it and doing everything else with Susie Q, a song originally done by his cousin Nonk Buzu Chavis, with Leon bringing it back, modern style Susie Q from Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames, Lautel, Louisiana. Then we had some good Mardi Gras music before that one from Bo Dallas. Mardi Gras New Orleans was the name of that CD. He did Carnival Time. It's Carnival Time, and indeed it is. And we started off with Earl King, Mardi Gras Street Parade.
Play me some blues, Herman Fugelet.
Keb Moore says he's catching beads, and he's at the parade having fun like everybody else. But he's still wondering, has anybody seen my girl?
None of my business, getting all of my concern.
Yeah.
Tried to put out the fire, but the flames still burn. And as she pleases, she comes and goes. She got the wind in her hair. She never ceases to hurt me so. Does she really care? Is she ever coming home? Is she ever gonna fall? Another night alone. Has anybody seen my girl? Has anybody seen my woman? California, Tennessee. Send my baby home to me. Where am I going? Oh, what am I gonna do? I know I'm not crazy, just hooked on me. So go on and use me endlessly. Could you let me know when you need me? Hold me close and baby don't let go. Are you ever coming home? Are you ever gonna fall? Another night alone. Has anybody seen my girl? Anybody seen my woman? California, Tennessee. Send my baby home to me. Has anybody seen my girl? Has anybody seen my woman? California, Tennessee, send my baby home to me. Oh, home to me.
Somebody pass me the Strawberry Hill.
I ain't bitter. my heart. Couldn't you wait till my bruised and battered pride? Till it ain't torn apart.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles.
Jordan.
By request, that's JoJo Reed from Days Gone By, title cut from his CD, Not Your Baby's Daddy. And before that, we heard some Mardi Gras music from Boozoo Chavis, the late Wilson Boozoo Chavis, with his version of the Mardi Gras song, taken from the CD Zydeco Trail Ride. And then we had some good blues from Shamika Copeland from the Turn Up the Heat CD, Salt in My Wounds. And the Keb Moe, he started off the blues for us, Anybody Seen My Girl, from that self-titled Keb Moe CD. I want to send that JoJo Reed and Boozoo out to Jason Landry. He dropped me a line at zydecostomp@gmail.com. He says he's going to miss Mardi Gras this this year. He's up in North Dakota where it's minus 12, a wind chill of minus 31. I cannot imagine that. And he said he has a good friend by the name of Wes Goff with him who wants to hear that JoJo Reed, Not Your Baby's Daddy. And he want, and Jason wants to hear some Boozoo with that Mardi Gras song. He said, God bless you and the family. Same back at you, Jason. Oh, sorry you're going to miss Mardi Gras, but you'll have a little Mardi Gras this afternoon right here on the Zydeco Stomp on KRVS. And it's a pleasure to have in the studio first time. He's part of the first family of Zydeco. I always talk about the ABCs of Zydeco, the families that started it all. Chris Ardoin. What's going on, Chris Ardoin?
What's going on, man? Just enjoying this beautiful day.
What a day it is outside. It's a, yeah. It's a nice day, perfect to, like I always say, barbecue and drink a few.
Yeah, this is a day to be outside.
And then we're talking to a man that hadn't had any sleep, played last night, Houston, Texas. Well, you tell the people, Chris, what you did last night.
We played in Houston last night for the Houston Livestock and Rodeo, and it's an eight-day trail ride they do. And we played, and it was muddy, so we had to get pulled out. Because wow. I mean, it was like 6,000-7,000 people out there. And I just got back. You know, we dropped the band off and kind of washed everything off, and I hadn't went to sleep yet, so I'm running on adrenaline.
He's running on adrenaline.
And tea.
And tea. He's got his tea with him.
Put a lot of sugar in that tea.
And, Chris, we thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank
we
you have for to having
me. Tell you, well, we've been talking about Chris the last few weeks on the show, especially that new CD, the Back Home. And, Chris, you got, I mean, there's no doubt about it, the hottest Zydeco CD in the world right now.
That's And I'm grateful. I'm grateful and thankful for it, man. Blessed enough, it was the first to hold down the number one spot on the world category on iTunes. It was number one on Amazon in regional blues and international.
Yes, indeed.
North America. And it was in the top 20 on the Google Play Store.
Yes, yes.
In fact, and that was overall.
Yes, out of all genres, And Flattown Publishing, Maison de Soul Records in Villeplatte, where you recorded, and they sent me some stats yesterday. The Back Home CD by Chris Ardoin, currently number one on iTunes, the 200 best-selling world music charts, also number 167 out of 200 best-selling music charts of all genres, and 14 of the 17 singles are listed in the 200 best-selling world music chart. Now, that's on iTunes. On Amazon, the album is the current number one best-selling blues music chart. And then, like you said, on Google Play, the album is number 20 in the top albums of all genres. So we're talking, I looked at it yesterday. You're in the company of Bruno Mars and Kendrick Lamar and Jason Aldean.
That's amazing.
You're big time, man.
That's amazing. I mean, it's the first and you know, it may be the first of many from, you know, now on. So, I'm blessed.
So what did it for you, Chris? Why this CD? You took, like, what, 2 years to work on this almost?
Yeah. And I got delayed a little bit because I recorded Chubby Carrier's album in my studio. Okay. And I took a little time off to finish his, and that took, like, roughly 8 months, I think.
Okay.
And then when I finished his, I got to working full-time back on mine. And my vision for the album, and it was a good thing that it worked out that way because my vision for the album changed.
Okay.
Back in 2005, I started changing the music of Zydeco.
Yeah.
Started adding keyboards and just, you know, just a bunch of other stuff in the music.
Yes, yes.
And it caught on. I mean, you know, because music is an art form, and I was just expressing what I was feeling at the time. And the style caught on, so I kept doing it. And then naturally, once one thing catches on, then everybody starts to, follow it and do it. And excuse me. It came to a point where I was always thinking, I need to do it better.
Yeah.
I need to do it better. So I just started adding more, and it got out of hand. For me. I mean, I'm not going to say out of hand, because it was still good music.
Yeah.
You know, but it lost the accordion. Somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
You know, and especially me having the legacy and the family that I'm in, you know, I have to live up to it.
Yes, indeed.
And still keep the roots.
Yes.
You know, evolution is good, but evolution is good with roots.
Yeah, there you go. No doubt about it. Good deal. So let's, again, Chris Ardoin is our guest. And, Chris, we're going to play a couple of songs and talk to you a little more. This one, Do You Still Love Me? Again, from that Back Home CD, number one in the world on the music charts. Let's check it out here on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS.
You know, baby, things been so crazy in our relationship. I don't know if I want to go. I don't know if I want to stay.
You still love me?
So before I decide, I need to know if
together. But we just can't get it together.
No matter what we do, we just can't get it together.
A perfect story, a fairy tale.
One from the Chris Ardoin CD, number one on the world music charts, iTunes, Amazon. Do You Still Love Me? And Chris, you said that one's kind of one of your favorites, huh?
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Yes, indeed.
It's one of my favorites.
17 songs on this one. Took you a while to get it out, but I understand you're a perfectionist. You don't like to let things go.
Yeah, and what makes it worse is that I play everything on the album myself.
Okay.
You know, and then I'm my own worst critic. You know, so I'll play a part, and it may be good, and the more I listen to it, I'm like, I can play better. I don't like the tone of this. You know, I may change the song 50 times. You know, I may redo the accordion part. You know, I'll change it and go back to the, you know. So.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember you telling me for this song, you actually came up, like, with, 50 songs and narrowed it down to 17. That sounds like an impossible task. Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, because, like I said, with the vision of the album, you know, I wanted to go back home. Back home, just meaning going to what I was doing before.
Yeah.
You know, adding. I mean, I still have keyboards on this one, but it's not as in the front as it is on the previous albums.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of older songs that I recorded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like real, like old-timey songs.
Yeah.
And I wanted to keep my new fans happy as well as my old fans. And the people that used to like Zydeco. So that was hard picking which songs, you know, fit the formula of the album without going too old and too new.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of old stuff, something that's unfortunately kind of fallen out of favor, but going back to the roots of music, is the waltz. And ironically, you put a waltz on this Back Home CD. Just what brought that about, man?
It was time.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people don't waltz anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know, in Zydeco clubs, because they want the upbeat all night long.
Yeah, yeah.
And we started catering to that and kind of forgot about the waltz.
Mm-hmm.
So on this album, I said it was the perfect time for me to do another one. And it's actually the second or third most favorite song on the album.
Is that right?
Wow. And by young people.
Okay, okay.
Which is awesome because now we can bring the waltz back.
Yeah, and you started spreading the word to other musicians to let them know.
And I let them know. I said, hey, man, you know, I got a waltz on the album and people are loving it. I said, so, you know, don't be afraid to put it on there.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, you think, oh, I'm not going to put a waltz because they're going to skip over and they're not going to like it. And then, yeah. So I did it anyway and they loved it. So any musicians listening, do the waltz. Bring the waltz back.
And dancers, too, because, I mean, with a waltz, you can hold somebody close and hold their hands. I mean,
you know, back in the day, that was the only time they could really get close.
That's right. and do it without getting in trouble. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it again. We're having a conversation with Chris Ardoin, that brand new Back Home CD. And here's the waltz he was talking about. It's number 10, Somebody Else Will. Chris Ardoin on the Zydeco Stomp, KRVS.
You don't have to love me, baby. But just know that if you don't, somebody else will. There's somebody for everybody.
You don't even have to touch me. Somebody else will. You don't even have to kiss me. Somebody else will.
Makes you want to get up and hold somebody close. Waltz around the floor a little while. Somebody Else Will from the brand new Chris Ardoin CD, number one on the world music charts at Back Home CD. Chris, we were talking during the while the song was going there that you took some time and put some good lyrics in there. I really like those lyrics.
Yeah, because growing up listening to my grandfather and Amadei and Clifton, you know, they sung about hardships, mm-hmm. you know, in life and having to work and not having much or just heartache because parents didn't want them with the, you know, with their daughters or whatnot. Yeah. And later on down the line, we simplified it too much. Like, we lost the stories in the songs.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted to bring that back just a little bit.
Like you were saying, it's probably one of the reasons people are responding to it. It's got a great story.
They can relate to it.
Yeah. It got that country and western feel a little bit, too.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I wish I would have been able to put, you know, like a couple of violins in there.
Yeah.
I just didn't think about it.
Well, maybe next time. You next never time. Know.
I might remix it and re-release it.
Yeah. Well, you touched on your family history and stuff with the Ardoins. Just how did you come about playing music? You were not third generation, right, of Ardoins to play Creole music and Zydeco?
Just growing up and seeing all of them play.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to do it, and I was fortunate enough to have a father who played and left his accordions around.
And, mm-hmm. and that's Lawrence Ardoin.
Yeah, Lawrence Ardoin. Mm-hmm. I picked it up at like 3.
Okay, wow.
And just kind of yang, and one day, you know, it started sounding like something.
Okay.
You know, and then different stories, you know, most people say, you know, when he was growing up, their daddy told him, don't you touch my accordion.
Don't touch it, that's right.
It wasn't the case with me. He just, you know, he just left it out. And I picked it up, and he was like, you know, you want to learn? I was like, yeah. So he taught me how to play, and my first performance in public was at 4.
Wow, 4 years old.
At NASA in Houston.
The Space Center in Houston. This was like a picnic or festival?
Yeah, it was a picnic, a family picnic.
Wow. Now, you couldn't even read and write at 4 years old, but here you are on stage playing music.
Yeah, and they put a cowboy hat in front of the stage, and I think I ended up picking up like $400 in tips.
That's pretty good, especially for a 4-year-old. But that's good. And you have had your, through the years with your grandfather, Alphonse Boisec Ardoin, you played at Carnegie Hall at 9 years old?
I was 9 years old. We went to Carnegie Hall.
Wow. You remember that experience?
Yeah, I remember it.
Yeah.
I remember it because, man, let me tell you, going to a place like that with my grandfather and Ken Ray and them, oh, man, that was an experience in itself.
Yeah.
You know, we actually lost them. we wanted to see the Statue of Liberty and just, you know, some other stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and we had sound check at 5:30. We got back and was like, wait. You know, I was like, where's Uncle Morris and Ken Ray? What are they at? And it was like, man, we don't know. But they made it. They made it. You know, but that show was, it was nice.
Yeah.
Because that was really the first time that I really performed with my grandfather.
Okay. That's amazing. You know? Yeah. And you did that Lanyap album. How old were you then?
I was 10.
10 years old. So around that same time.
That came out in 91.
Okay. And you're 33 now.
Oh, be 33 in April.
Be 33 in April, yeah. So you're a 30-year veteran almost at the age of 33.
Yeah, I've been at it, man.